I don't think so.
You stay up here.
Which we haven't gotten past with the recording setup we have. So I want to thank Bob for taping this for us. And we might inform everyone that these tapes will be available if they would like to tape for any of the meetings through the office. Also, you requested that we talk one person at a time so that it might be recorded properly.
My name's Frank Rice, and I'm a truly grateful recovering alcoholic.
Hi, Frank.
And I'm the chairman here from the 2 to 3 o'clock meeting with our convention committee. And I noticed Clarence had come in. Clarence, do we have most of the committee here with you today?
We have part of it, Frank.
Okay.
A lot of them are here that are not down here yet, have just gotten in. And a
right.
lot of them are not going to be able to get checked in and be down here. But we've got people who can handle whatever we need.
Okay, I got a copy of the minutes of the meeting April the 9th that you had at Cochran Street in Brunswick.
Clarence.
This is May the 14th.
Thank you.
This past Saturday.
To later.
Yeah. Would you see the...
Yes,
the past. Would you like to have another copy for her?
No, this be fine.
Clarence, at this time, let me just turn this thing over to you as the chairman of the convention coming up in Jekyll. And we'll hear what you got going and what's playing.
My name is Clarence, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Clarence.
Hi, everybody. Chairman of the 1983 convention to be held on Jekyll Island, October the 13th through the 16th. We have a very active committee that is meeting at this present time once a month, and we will very soon be getting into individual committee meetings and having some additional meetings beside the regular monthly meetings and some meetings between the varying districts with the general public to keep them informed as to what is happening. I think we have an excellent lineup of speakers lined up for our convention. Our chairperson of the committee handling this is GC, and he has done an extremely commendable job in lining up a good stable of speakers. Martin B. from Pembroke, North Carolina, Beth G. from Breckville, Ohio, Percy M. from Pascagoula, Mississippi, Gene F., Hot Springs, Arkansas, John C., Brownwood, Texas, Geraldine, I don't know how you do it. Geraldine D.E.L. from New Jersey, and the Al-Anon speaker is Gracie A. As of our committee meeting last Saturday, we had not procured an Alateen speaker. Has anything happened on that since then, GC? We're between a rock and a hard place. That's about the hardest one to come by, and we would appreciate tapes from anybody that's got a tape from an Alateen speaker that we possibly could get. We implore your help in that particular one.
I'll give you somebody, Clarence, to call, who will give you a shot at five or six of them.
Something that has been discussed here several times, even a carryover from last year's convention committee, having sat in on it at the time it was discussed. And it's my understanding it's talked about at the General Service and in a lot of other places today, and that's this matter of taping.
A little louder, Clarence.
All right.
Everybody listening.
Back off about a foot. How's that? Is that better now?
Great. Yeah.
All right.
Start over now, like you were saying.
All right. A matter that has been a topic for discussion in this committee last year and already this year. It's my understanding it's even been a topic of discussion in the General Service Conference and amongst a lot of people, and that's a matter of taping, particularly taping for profit. Our committee has made a decision that we will not have any exclusive arrangement on taping at this convention this year. I might as well read you the thing so that you can understand in the minutes that's there. The production and provision of taping of convention speakers was discussed. There was consensus among committee members that the provision of tape should be a service to convention participants, that the cost of tape should not exceed production cost, approximately $3 to $350, and that taping should not be a money-making process. The convention committee reaffirmed its earlier decision to have no concessions at the state convention. A motion was made by Robert and seconded by Lisa that this earlier vote includes specifically any exclusive rights to take for profit. Following discussion, the motion was approved unanimously by the convention committee. That is the decision of the convention committee from the 3rd District, and we are comfortable with it.
I've got a suggestion that you might consider and bring back to your committee. We've just discussed in the office committee meeting that because of expenses in our conventions, the last two, including this one that we're projecting, that might be that any excess of cost, Clarence, would go to the convention, the people who are there, and through them to their state assembly. So that what I'm really saying is, if you've got a cost of $3, I don't think anybody minds paying $5 for a tape as long as any excess of cost is going to the convention and to the state of Georgia.
Our convention discussed that and felt like that we were getting in a business angle that might be the best for us to refrain from. I'm going to yield to GC. As you know, we in the 3rd District are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place on this situation. In that the chairman of our speaker committee is a very active man in taping, a very active man in our district, and a very active man in this assembly and such as that. And consequently, I'm serious, we were caught between a rock and a hard place now, folks. And we just felt like that this was the best decision, and I want to yield to GC because he has something to say on this.
I might add that all of us know that GC has been taping our state assembly and done an excellent job. It's been helpful, GC.
Well,
assembly, thank you.
I hate to say it, but I'm GC out. I'm alcoholic now.
Hi, GC.
Y'all got so much personalities coming into this.
No, we don't have
any.
I don't believe, I feel just like I heard John say when I walked in the room earlier, just a few minutes early, I don't believe we ought to make money. And on the big books he was talking about, I don't think we ought to raise the price $2 a tape or something and make money and give it to the convention. I'm in the business ever since I started making tape to get the tape to the people, the suffering alcoholic that needs the tape, without making a profit. We don't know for sure exactly to the penny how much it cost us. Bob doesn't know over there. I'm sure nobody else does. But somewhere around $3 or $4 is what the expense is on it.
Right.
At my Serenity Weekend down there, I say mine's our Serenity Weekend, District 3, I used about 400 tapes. And when it was over with, I had sold 300 at $3.50 a piece. I had given 100 away. And that's about the way it works out. I put $3.50 on my tapes. That was just I believe I can about break even with that and carry the message. I don't make any more than that. Other people, it depends on a little bit on the price of tape you pay for it and all. Bob, that's what we were talking about just then. I've been having a little trouble with my tapes and talking about where he got his from, and we're always trying to change and find a better tape. But I do not believe that we're in the business to make money on sobriety. I believe we ought to get the tape just like we get the big book to the suffering alcoholic. If the tape will have him, I think we should get the tape to him just as cheap as we can, and not nobody make his money. If somebody can come along and make it for $2 a tape, and that is the way we discussed about setting it up. Now, I told him I would set the equipment up and let anybody plug in that
one and two,
and anybody want to sell tape to any price they want, they can't. There won't be any. I don't mind if Bob sits there and makes tapes and sells them, and that's the same way it is. Our weekend we have down there, anybody around there can make tapes, and we use each other's equipment to do it with and all, and it's a very fun thing, and we have a lot of fun at it. That's our tape, we tapers do. And most of the people that sit at that table stay sober. And you can get more people plugging their little tape recorders into the system that we got hooked up.
Yeah, I've done.
I guarantee you they'll get their sobriety. And I don't think we should make money on it.
Well, I'm not talking about making money, boy. I'm talking about returning money to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
Not making money. I'm talking about keeping it within our family. I believe in self-support. If I'm going to have a convention that's going to cost $10,000, $11,000, or $12,000, and I'm going to have no gain to the surplus or no gain to the assembly, it's a very legitimate question on a principle to lay out. And my point is I just wanted to have it considered by the group.
Well, maybe we could get somebody to come in and sell these brochures, Clarence, and make a little money off of them and give that to us.
Now, you misunderstand me, GC. I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about self-supporting our convention, our state convention.
Frankie, let me say.
I said what I want to say, and
I would appreciate it.
As cheap as we can get them out.
I'd appreciate it if the committee would consider that. That's all. It's going to be your decision.
Frankie, let me say a word on this. Frank's our chairperson for the convention committee. Where is Keith? He's still here. Yeah, good. I think we're all agreeing on the same thing. Without realizing it, really. AA should be self-supporting. I very deeply feel this. I hear people talk, I think that a lot of our problems come from our trusted servants, our leaders, including myself, and I'll do a little tenth step on this, that we have not stressed the seventh tradition. It's still there, it hasn't been appealed. We are self-supporting, finding outside contributions, and that we shouldn't depend on the big book to support the General Service Office and AA worldwide. But it has. The Grapevine for years supported AA because people like the Grapevine. It's gone up to 80 cents, and incidentally, I'll tell you this in the morning, that the Grapevine is back in the black now. Back in the black because we got out and worked, we beat the bushes, we talked to people, we don't want to lose it. We don't want to see it change. There was a danger that it could have been. And they came through. I think that the fellowship will come through when they see the need. A penny a day for sobriety no longer will do it. Now, if we will get out and tell our people this, I think they will come through. And this is what GC was saying, and I heartily agree with you. See, we can't put a price tag on sobriety or make money any other way. We're getting close to getting away from our seventh tradition. And I don't want to see that happen. It's not going to happen if I could do anything about it, but I'm going to be here forever. And I've heard Bob and Alan and Virgil and all the past delegates say the same thing. Maybe we need to stress the seventh tradition more. People who don't want to hear about money, I'm not concerned with. I don't care whether they don't want to hear about money. All they talk about is money. I've heard that ever since I've been coming to AA. They never did stop even talking about it. Maybe we need to do that. At the same time, if we hadn't had the big book and the grapevine and our literature to bail us out in tough situations, we wouldn't have GC what we have today. I think Joe's point is well taken. We have to put on this convention, and it is going to cost us some money. And if we can get people to contribute more to the prepaid convention plan, I see this down the road as a way to go, and I certainly don't believe in somebody setting up a business and taping and making figures that I'd have heard from tapers, and I'm not talking about anyone in particular because it's done all over the United States, are really mind-boggling. And we want to nip this thing in the bud, and don't want to see anybody getting rich on this. And at the same time, if we can get some money from our taping to, in an emergency, to bind us over in these things. But for God's sakes, friends, and we're all trusted servants here, let's get out and tell the membership. And that's where it comes from. They're the ones who run this out there. What we need, and I believe they'll come. Thank you,
G.C. Thank you, G.C. The point that I don't think has been covered in relation to fancy convention to say something to
you. I'm Bob Park, and I'm a great
alcoholic.
I'm AA in good standing today by the grace of God in this program. I tape because it keeps me sober. And I tape because it's part of my work in AA, in my opinion. Nobody's asked me to, Paul asked me to come up here and tape, and I don't want any money for coming up here and taping for me. If somebody wants to tape, they get it too. I was asked to tape the Southwest Georgia Roundup in Albany. I charged $4 for a tape. GC and I were just talking about it. It cost us about $3.50. If we mail it cost us almost $4 to get a tape out. I'm giving back to the Albany Roundup, $1 tape. I don't know where I'm going to break even or where I don't break even. I don't know, don't care. If I've got it, it's not that I've got money. That's not it. That's not the point I'm talking about. I don't have a message to sell, especially if it's Joe Phelan or Paul or Frankie's talk. That's their message. Thank God they shared it with me. And with their permission, I've taped Frankie and I've taped Joe. I've never taped anybody yet that I didn't get their permission. I said, let me tell you something else. I'm going to send this tape to some friends, too. And I'm like GC. Sometimes I get paid, sometimes I don't. So, big deal. If one guy gets sober, you know, we talk here a lot about tithing. How about our time and how about our efforts? Money is not the only thing that we can tithe. And money is not the only thing that we can give. If any of us do, if we just do what we're supposed to do, the money will come in. We ain't got to do that. I'm highly in favor of not being against anyone, but for it. Don't worry about GC and I. We have a ball taping together. You know, there's enough for everybody if we want to do it. I'm highly in favor if for $5, $6 a tape, just let us get out a little tape with the cost of us there, and then yeah, it goes to the convention, assembly, or whatever it may be. You set the price, but let them know that it's not us. I'm not interested. See, I'm not interested in, quote, me getting rich or GC getting rich. You know, if we got a hamburger tonight, I'm fortunate. You know where the hell I'd be tomorrow, don't you?
Thank you. So just to put it down, I think we're all saying the same thing,
we're all
GC
saying the same
and I and... It's the principle of self-support, which we've got to keep on to.
Right. Frank, one thing I do want to...
This wasn't free, was
No, hell no.
Some of mine was, but I paid for it later.
Well, mine didn't cost anything. I stole it out of the laboratory where I work. One thing I want to comment on this convention that's coming up at the Golden Isles. There's no better place to be. I was down there a couple of weeks ago. I called Clarence. We go down there quite frequently. Love it. That banner that they have is excellent. I saw it. I think that's the one, isn't it? It's out here. It'll be up in the assembly. We used to do that a lot, and I'd like to see that continue. And I want to commend you on using the theme of the General Service Conference for this year, Anonymity, Our Spiritual Foundation. I also would put this in form of suggestion to the next committee is that we use this conference theme as a theme for our conventions. It has really worked good. That's all I got to say. Thank
you. Go ahead, Clarence.
The point that the committee is making, getting back to the taping, the point of the committee is only one thing, that there be
no exclusive rights to taping. Now, that settles the issue so far as the third district convention committee is concerned. That's our sole point in the whole thing, that there be no exclusive rights and that there be no announcements made as to specific people or anything like that.
That's up
and that solves our problem right there, and I think that solves the problem of taping so far as we are concerned.
You know, I think this can only happen in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I hadn't been there that long. But I can remember in 71 when I stumbled in the doors of you people, and everything else in my life that I know about has gone up, increased, cost more. But in Alcoholics Anonymous, they say there's no dues or fee, and the tapes, hell, I used to buy tapes for $7 and $8 a tape 10 years ago, and now here we are selling them for $3 and $4. That's different. That's different. And I think AA is the only place you ever gonna see that. If Hazleton ever got a hold of them, I guarantee they'd be $14. But at the same time, I think what GC and Joe were both talking about, and that's the self-support concept. And, you know, if the tapes went at $5, you know, the taper gets whatever its cost is, and the difference would be going back to the state convention for the next state convention. It would all the monies would stay in Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's all that was said there, I think. There's one thing in reading your minutes here, Clarence, where we stand on our smoking.
Don't get ahead of me, Frank.
Well, I was concerned about the smoking. Just a question.
We have never made
a decision on the matter of smoking, and we did not make one. It was discussed
quite lengthy at our committee meeting last Saturday. At one time, the Jekyll Island Authority did not allow any beverages or any smoking in the Heartfelt Authority.
That has been rescinded.
You shouldn't have told us that. It worked good like it was.
Well,
don't have to tell him.
The news is already out. Not much we could do about that. We're giving some consideration to smoking in there and having a considerable size area for non-smoking. However, the first thing that's going to happen on it, we're going to check with the engineer of the Jekyll Island. You know, we draw a crowd on Saturday night and Sunday at Jekyll Island.
Sure did.
4 years ago, we had 2,200 people there. And we'll have that many or more this time. I don't know where we're going to put them, but we'll find a place. The thing that we're most concerned about right now is what the engineer tells us will happen with the air conditioning system of moving the smoke out of the room. There's considerable feeling about it both ways in the convention committee. Right now, I'm neutral, and I quit smoking.
Good for you.
Yeah.
He said.
Back to the banner, John. We will not be able to display the banner.
At the convention?
Today.
Oh, today.
It is not. The
wall up there is not fixed to where they can hang it.
Okay.
Okay.
We will have an opportunity to use it at the, September.
Right.
And then it will be prepared for the convention area in a little different form for use in the
Hartley
Auditorium.
I still want to commend you on the theme.
Thank you. Thank you. All we did was just agreed to use the same topic of the general service, and I think that is good, because the one thing that we're giving our emphasis to right now is anonymity. So why shouldn't we? That's my point on it. Mentioning the Hartley Auditorium, I might go into where we are in relation to that. I just said that we can handle, the normal seating capacity of the Hartley Auditorium is 2,200 people. We're looking at it with the engineers from the and the setup people from the standpoint of what we can do Saturday night and Sunday morning for more seating space than that. We haven't arrived at anything yet, but we are looking at it. With the hotel situation on Jekyll Island like it is, and there not being one, say, as large as the downtowner in Albany, which handled the vast majority of the people at the last state convention, and the fact that, apologetically I say this, not casting any reflections, we will have more people at St. Simon at Jekyll than we had in Albany.
Well, you have more than you have anyway.
So we do not have a hotel facility that could, say, handle the whole crowd. Neither did Albany, but the proximity was good. We have decided that instead of trying to have the hospitality room in one of the hotels, and we're going to use the Holiday Inn because they, as the convention headquarters, because they do have good services for handling reservations and such as that, and they are going to handle all of our reservations in a rotating sort of basis. They're going to fill theirs up first and so on.
Sure.
They're very experienced in that. And instead of deciding to try to use one of the hotels there, which would have produced a tremendous parking problem, after the meeting is over, everybody rushing from the Hartley Auditorium to the Holiday Inn or wherever, we would have had one devil of a mess in trying to park people and get them in and out and such as that. So we are going to use Aquarama Room B in the Hartley Auditorium for the hospitality room. It is an excellent facility for that. And that will keep us together. You won't have to be leaving one area to go to another area. The convention committee has decided to have that room open with coffee available from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
They let you make your own coffee.
Pardon? John, we hope so. Now, I'll touch on that in just a minute.
Getting ahead of you again.
We're caught, maybe caught between a rock and a hard place again, but anyway, we'll find a way out.
Okay.
But we're going to use that room for the Aquarama Room B, which is a nice room. We're also expecting to have a skit that's going to deal with the traditions. And that provides an excellent facility for having that. We also have in one of our groups in the local area a man who is a marvelous pianist with a Duke. A lot of you may know Duke. L plays at the Cloister. Duke is going to play a half an hour before each meeting. We'll have a piano on the stage, and a period of time in the hospitality room after each meeting. So that ties us into another drawing card to keep our people there. We will have coffee in the hospitality room all the time that we were talking about, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so far as we know now, we will have it in the foyer of the Hartley Auditorium building. That's at this point where we are. That's our decision at this point. We're in the process of printing up our formulating the ideas for our program. We had a wonderful suggestion to come out of our committee meeting a month ago. Since we will be in two or three different locations with different things going on, like the hospitality room in one place, the dance in another place, of course that's just opposite ends of one building, Hartley Auditorium in another building right adjacent to that, we're going to have on the back of our program a map outlining where each thing is the location of the Hartley Auditorium, the location of Aquarama Room A, Aquarama Room B, which will be the hospitality room, and then each one of the motels that we are working closely with will be drawn into that map, so people who are not familiar with it will be able to find the different locations without too much problem. So far as I can think right off of the top of my head, that covers most of the things that we have that probably should be discussed here. If there's any questions that anybody wants to know as to what might be going on, we'll try to come up with an answer for them.
Yes, Clarence, I'm Joe Phelan again. I'd like to know about what is the coffee thing and the projected costs.
Yes. The Otter Corporation has an exclusive right to all food supplements. We had a commitment from them. They have had some management changes since then, and the director of the tourism department from Jekyll Island has resigned and gone back to Florida. We do not know what's in his file at this point on a commitment that was supposed to have been made to the Otter Corporation, to the Jekyll Island Authority, as to our right. So that we are just kind of holding that in the air right now. We do have an extremely favorable price for them making our coffee, though. I mean extremely favorable.
Clarence, do you have a copy of the agreement that you had with the other people?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. It was supposed to have been between them and Jekyll Island Authority. And I don't know what's in here.
Yeah,
what's that other option?
We were going to be allowed to make our own originally.
Yeah.
But they changed managers now.
You think it's possible to still get that deal done?
We think that it's going to happen. There is a new man that started in there Monday, and we wanted the broom to sweep a little bit before we went in there.
I understand.
And we'll know within the next week or so. Now, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. They gave me a price of $3.50 a gallon for coffee.
If they make the coffee,
you can't make it for that.
Well, I don't think they can either, though, so that's the...
Well, then anyway,
did you confirm that?
I've got a letter in writing. I think it's $3. Maybe it's $4.
But that is the worst.
It was a price lower than anything I've ever heard.
Well, I got no more questions.
And I do have that in writing.
Let's wrap that one.
I'll check it and give it to you after we get away from here, but I don't have that total file with me.
Okay. You got a question on projected cost.
Yes, I do. Who has in your finances? Do we have a projected cost at this point?
I think we are a little away from that at this particular point now, Paul. We need to arrive at something on transportation cost, and then I think we can come up with it and have it for you very shortly. At this point, we feel like we're in good condition.
Right. The thing that we're talking money about tapes, and as this happens to be my job that you people appointed me to, is to look after your money for you. I just want to report at this point, in 1982, we had contributed from the group $4,049.54. And this year we're running $4,121.23.
Same thing. Huh?
The same figure. So consequently, what I'm saying is that the projection of $10,000 hasn't changed. That's apparently what we're going to wind up with. And we need to keep this within that figure, or we need to go to the groups now, not wait till October to tell them we've got to have more money to pay for this.
Give us a month and or less, and we'll give you a figure of what we think our budget looks like. We feel comfortable with it now. But
if you can give me that within a month, and I can get it in the next message, mm-hmm. how we are running.
Be better. Put that message.
Now, we will have a mailing going out in June. And I'll try to have it with, I'll try to have that for you before this first mailing goes out in June, Harlan.
That'd be fine.
And see what we can do with that, and we might want to include it in this first mailing of the people that are already registered and the out of, and the other people. Now, you are aware that we are charging an $8 out-of-state registration fee.
We went through that.
I don't know what that'll mean, dollar-wise.
All speakers are confirmed too, right?
All speakers.
Yeah, right. There's no real expense that you see out there that you didn't talk about or feel that you had up front.
No.
And was your original projected cost around the $10,000 mark?
If I remember correctly, that was the fee that was discussed.
That banner cost us $200.
Yeah, but, but you haven't had any bad surprises on costs.
No, no.
Am I right in thinking that we're talking about $3,000 rent?
Yes, for the two rooms
that we're... And see, this is something that in Albany last year we wound up breaking about even at the $9,500 figure. And this is the thing that we had to dip into the $1,000 reserve. Well, this had to come out of surplus to bill this back to the $1,000 for the service convention. We actually did not come out quite as well, as quite as much as we spent. So this money that I'm talking about, we're trying to build this reserve, and if we can make some money on the tapes for the office, we need it. I tell you, we need it, because that the thing that your state treasurer, I see these bills coming in and things growing, although we're keeping expenses down, they're running less than last year, we're still in the hole. So yeah. So these kind of, we hesitate to talk about money in our college.
Shit.
And I think personally this is a mistake. We shouldn't be. It costs money. We've got to face reality. It costs money to live. It costs money to stay sober, and it costs a hell of a lot more money to stay drunk. So the thing about it is that we are set for it. You know, and CJ and Clarence, that if we went out on the streets today and to the merchants and said, listen, our college anonymous needs money, how about helping us out? We wouldn't have a problem. We could build a big, fine building and all this kind of thing, but we would lose it. We would lose the message that we've got. And no one wants that to happen, but we do need to stress the fact to members, particularly ones in service, like I said, that it costs money, and get the message to them, and I'm sure, I believe this, I would not be your state treasurer, but all we got to do is get the message to the people, and they'll come through. They always have. Thank you. I just want to get that off.
One thing that we got to recognize, if we're going to have a convention on Jekyll Island, we're going to have to pay for facilities to have
right,
it in.
Exactly.
I mean, so, you know, it's just that simple. If we have it there, we've got to pay for the building.
And that's what the membership wants. But they voted for it, and I agree. See, I mean, I'm not objecting to the paying for it. What I'm talking about is that we should all get the message to the membership, hey, this is what you wanted. It's going to cost you. Let's get this donations up from what it was last year.
I think we're very fortunate to have a treasurer like Paul. What we need in a treasurer is a watchdog, and he is one, and the fellowship can rest easy that our money is not being squandered. But what Paul has been saying is exactly what came out of the General Service Conference about our seventh tradition. And I am at the point now that I don't care who says I don't want to hear about money, or all they talk about is money. Because if that's all... If that's all they can think about, then the hell with it, because it does cost money, and we are going to have to stress it.
Two signs of surprise is to start getting tight and worry about everything.
Yeah.
That's when you get so money.
Paul said it costs more to stay sober, and I get what I was drinking, I guess the price of bay rum has gone up.
Can I sit down?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. It sounds like you've got the committee moving well down there. You know, somebody told me one time Jekyll was When God went through Georgia, he left a little bit of heaven right down there. And I kind of believe that. We also here at this time, we got our DCM from Zone F and our chairman of the then 31st State Convention that's going to be held in Atlanta, and also our Southeastern Conference. All right, how about bringing us an update? Where we at there?
You're alternate. You go talk about and our alternate, too.
Our alternate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We got to keep Art straight. We got the alternate Southeastern Conference chairman here with us, Don A.
Yeah, thanks, Frankie. My name's Art Simpson. I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic.
Hi, Art.
And I have been designated to serve as the chairman of the 40th Southeastern Convention in conjunction with our 31st State Prepaid Convention. We have been doing quite a bit of legwork because of the fact that we are going to be not only hosting the fellowship from the state, but the fellowship from throughout the Southeastern region. And up to this point in time, most of the legwork has been done by the alternate convention chairman, Don Anderson. We have had several meetings of a steering committee, primarily with our past state delegate and our current past state delegate, and we have negotiated with hotels in the metropolitan Atlanta area, and the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta has agreed to host our convention between the periods of August the 8th through August the 12th of 1984. We are presently in the process now of forming our formal standing committees. Now, you haven't seen anything out in writing concerning the convention. That's primarily we don't want to get ahead of ourselves in terms of the upcoming convention at Jekyll Island as well as the Southeastern Conference in Orlando this August. However, our program committee chairman and the state delegate will be getting in touch with some of you from the various districts throughout the state, asking for your participation in the program itself. The actual work in terms of setting up the conference and so forth will be done primarily by the members of the fellowship in the metropolitan Atlanta area or the districts close in to the Atlanta area. We anticipate that we will probably be having better than 3,000 people in attendance there. And there is going to be quite a logistics. We expect to be having many of the trusted servants throughout the United States will be a part of our program, as well as many of the trusted servants here in the state of Georgia. We will be writing to you, to each of the district committee members primarily, and just kind of giving you an update. But as far as formal announcements and what have you, I also have one of the individuals here who's going to be doing a lot of this work, and that's Doug White from Zone C in the metropolitan Atlanta area, as far as the advanced publication and what have you. And we anticipate that we will begin to start to send you some advanced information sometime in the latter part of June, but it'll just be general information. We don't want to confuse the 1984 state convention with what's going to be happening this summer or fall in Jekyll Island, like I said, in Orlando. If you have any questions or what have you, you certainly may feel free to contact me while I'm here at the assembly this weekend, or I will be sending to each of the district committee members just a mailing address. And then we will be getting out the pre-registration forms from both the hotel and for the conference. We'll probably come out. The first time you'll see them will be in October at our state assembly in Jekyll Island. But
state
at our state, excuse me, John. Okay. At our state convention in Jekyll Island in October. I'm not going to take a lot of time to go into the details except to say that someone had mentioned $4 for a gallon of coffee. And if you've got that in a contract, I say don't let them off there. Because, you know, as I've gotten involved in this, I found that that is one of the major financial burdens of putting on a major convention for Alcoholics Anonymous. And, right now we're looking at a price in the metropolitan Atlanta area, anywhere from $11 to $16 a gallon if they do it. And so, you know, we're even trying to negotiate. We have a lot of labor union involvement in Atlanta. We may not be able to bring our own and make it. But from what I've heard from what is happening there at Jekyll Island, I would suggest that if you can get that kind of price, let's go ahead and do it. The prices, and I think it's only fair to mention, the prices that it's going to cost for registration, of course, there'll be no registration from members of the fellowship within the state of Georgia. However, outside the state, we will be assessing a $10 registration fee. The hotels that we are going to be using, the Hyatt Regency, has given us a rate now of $64 a day. And I doubt very seriously if we'll be able to negotiate that any further down. That's just, we're in the peak convention season in metropolitan Atlanta at that time of year. The competition is great for it, and I think that's probably going to be about the best rate we're going to be able to offer. However, we will be talking to many of the other smaller hotels that are within a reasonable distance to the convention center, such as the Days End and Travel Lodge and what have you, where they will have rooms probably available at a reduced rate. We don't have that confirmed right now. Does anybody have any questions? Otherwise, that's all I have right now.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you.
How about?
Can I read you this
letter
on that?
Sure, Clay.
The approximate cost of coffee will be $4 a gallon plus 15% service charge and 4% sales tax. Soft drinks will be $1 a bottle plus. This price includes complete setup of both coffee, of both soft drinks and coffee. That totals up to, when you put the plus and the 4% on it, $4.78 a gallon.
Yeah, if you waiting on the office committee's approval, you got it. You know that, don't you? Right.
We hadn't got, I hadn't personally gotten excited about the fact of whether we had that agreement or not, because I knew it was a very favorable price, right. But just didn't know the
way. All right. I do have one question of the office committee. And that is, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but at the same time, one day at a time, August 1984 is only 14 months away. And I don't know, and maybe this is something I should have asked John or Joe before, but as far as any seed money for this convention, when can it be made available? You know, because we're going to incur quite a bit of postage. Right now we're getting the post office box, and we're also having a stamp printed up with the convention address and what have you. Up to this point in time, I've done all this stuff out of my own pocket, but you know, and I believe in the seventh tradition, but I can't support the whole conference.
Joe, would you like say August of this year after Orlando.
After Orlando.
Yeah. But if there's something really needed ahead of time.
Well, Joe, what we would like to do, yeah, and maybe we're getting a little bit too much of a hurry, but you know, we would like to go to Orlando with some registration forms.
Let me address that, Art. I was chairperson of the 1977 Southeastern Conference in Atlanta. And the Southeastern Conference is, of course, quite a bit different from the state convention then. You do have to bid for it earlier because other areas are involved, and you do have to get started early. And I realize that you do have expenses. I would make the motion that the office committee, we did this before, that you have around either one or two ways, you have $200 to seed money. Because GC and all of these people who had conventions realized that you do have initial expenses up front. Either that or else you could send an expense voucher to the state treasurer to be paid for. But you have to have registration forms before August to tell you I had to take Miami out there when they had the 76th International Miami. And you need a post office box and some other things. Writing and so forth.
You know, right now, I'll be very frank with you, looking at just some preliminary figures and working with some members in the fellowship in the Atlanta area. And of course, in 1977, the cost of postage was about 50% of what it is today. And $200, you know, I could live with that. And I don't have any problem with submitting, you know, expense vouchers at a later date.
I'll make a motion as one of the members of this office committee that the committee advance $200 to the Southeast.
You think that would be sufficient over the next 2 or 3 months? I was thinking five.
Well, I'm thinking five, too, but I also, I couldn't help but hear loud and clear what Paul had said. And you know, one of the things that I've learned in this program is I've learned this thing called trust, and if it goes over $200, I think, you know, we can come up with it, and we'll just have to wait for reimbursement.
Again, well, it should be done by self-support.
Right. I would suggest 200 because we are a little strapped for fun, but you have to do it. Anything other than that, you send a voucher to Paul.
Yeah.
And pay. Is that agreeable with the convention committee?
Don, what do you say about that? You're the alternate.
Let's call on Don next.
Huh? I don't see anything wrong with submitting documents.
I don't have any problem with that.
Actually, we don't have a treasurer yet. So
that's
right.
Almost ridiculous
for
the sum of $200 to go and open a bank account for that.
Yeah, I like five.
I like five too, but at the same time, I don't want to strike what the time is.
That's why we've got a committee to come up and discuss.
What do you say, Keith?
Make a motion.
All right, we'll make a motion that we advance $500 to the convention committee.
I'll second
for
that.
For incidentals.
I'll second that.
500 is what seed money you get from, you will get that from Orlando. There's only one time that was not forthcoming, and that's what you mentioned was it. Balot.
Okay.
Southeastern Conference will $500
will be coming right after they close their books, Don.
Okay, that's one other question then. You bring up a very good point. You indicated the Southeastern Conference will advance $500 for the Southeastern Conference.
You'll do the same.
And you'll do the same.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't need the mic, but I guess you do. This brings up a question then.
Yeah.
Okay. This $500,
you got to back up.
They've taken you.
Okay, the $500, then that you're going to advance me. Okay, should that be accounted for separately because it is coming from our state treasurer?
No, it goes in the convention fund, and it is a policy, I guess you would say. But anyway, it's always done at the preceding convention, Southeastern Conference, and this goes into their, I don't know what the word
is. So we are collecting this money for the 31st. Prepaid convention of Georgia
ANC.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just wanting to clarify this all, so I know how to make the check to the Georgia prepaid convention is what I'll do, okay?
Paul lets that go out at 25%, huh?
Well, I advance it at 25%.
How about Don Anderson? Don, you got something you want to add to what we've heard?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop again. All right. My name is Don Anderson. I'm an alcoholic.
Don.
On the basis that the Southeastern Convention, the state convention, will be operating on a projected budget of... Okay. There'll be budget of about $26,000. So that means the state of Georgia, the state assembly, will give a sum of around $10,000, which is with Paul's projection. Therefore, we got to anticipate a pickup of about $15,000.
You think it's that high?
No, I would say it's around close to that. All right, we have to make a budget, make some projection on our out-of-state registration and what we can get from, derive from our registration. I think on our projected figures on past performances of the Southeastern Conference in the last few years, it's not going to make up, we are not going to be able to get $15,000 from out-of-state registration. So we're going to have to pick up additional funds, and I would say that's basically going to come through the sale of tape. Now, does the State Assembly, does it give us freedom to negotiate a contract for the sale of tape?
I think that motion was made and passed last year. The convention.
Not a meeting.
The convention committee.
Yeah.
Was it made?
Up to the convention committee.
Side on the tape.
Okay. So, okay, that's
I would just check that, Don, and say that I think a financial meeting should be held as soon as practical, including, obviously, your chairman, the alternate chairman. A treasurer needs to be asked by you fellows to join that group. And then somebody from the office committee or two, whatever you decide, the delegate, maybe the alternate, and possibly the chairman. But I think a financial meeting needs to take place soon.
I would think
for,
so.
For purposes of working out budgets.
I actually, when I say the state will give $10,000 in contributions, I think we can pump them up on that, particularly
Don,
in the metro.
Let me throw this out, and that's a very good point, because money talks. And I'm glad you brought it up. At the last Southeastern we had in Atlanta in 77, we were able to pay all of our expenses, and I hate to say it, but we made money on it. I think it was $3,000 to the
of course,
state.
We had control of the contributions then from the state, and we did a very extensive job on that and got about 50% more than they got in the previous year.
So we're going to have to do that this time.
This time.
Uh-huh.
And in the spirit of our seventh tradition. And the ones, you see, people get the idea that this is a free convention. It's not free, it's prepaid. That means that the groups in Georgia paid for you to come and for me to come. We had one man that showed up at the last convention and wanted to pay his registration. He was from Georgia, but his group didn't contribute, and it was accepted. So the people who are from out of state, of course, their groups don't contribute, so we asked them individually to contribute. It all boils down to the same thing.
I would say projecting it, we are looking for, Clarence mentioned that they will be charging $8 for pre-registration. I would say that we are going to charge a minimum of $12 as a registration fee for out-of-state registration. I don't know, do you have offhand what...
Orlando, the early registrations are 10, and after June 15th, they're 12.
12, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah. Then we'll be all right.
Okay,
that's all.
But would you call, would you and Don call a financial, a budget thing so that we...
Yeah, I need to speak to you when we break up here on that.
Okay.
All right, let's move right along. We're getting pretty close to our DCM meeting. But Joe, why don't you bring us up to date on the Southeastern coming up in Orlando?
Before Joe said it, I'd forgotten this. You look at your state manual on the state convention, number 4, it says the officers of the state assembly, that's the office committee, are automatically members of the convention committee.
Okay.
It also says that the state treasurer will watch all committees' expenses, and if I'm not in on those, I can't watch it. So,
You're in.
I wonder why he looked afraid of me. He wasn't
looking at you. You want to bet that Paul wouldn't be in on? He's a good watchdog.
You want to call the meeting in with Rain Gun?
That's fine. Yeah. We're down the lake.
Let me share with you a little bit about the next Southeastern, which is to be held in Orlando, August 24th. through 27. It's critically important that lots of our people go to that in Orlando. The reason being that if we're going to ask folks from the 12 southeastern states to support us next year in 1984, that we show up in large numbers. It's going to be the usual great southeastern. It's at the Americana's Dutch Resort Hotel, which is out right outside at the front door of Disney World. It would be a great opportunity for vacations, whatever. The rates will hold both before and afterwards. Don, were you in touch with the Tom Lipinski?
I tried to call him, and there was no answer. And I was tried all over the weekend, but I got more time. After that, it was probably too late to get materials. I figured
I'd Well, we'll get information through to the whole assembly, Don, through in the next week or two or three. But let's try to keep that in mind, and we'll ask the committee members, of course, to.